Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, so let me angle this, right? We've got Camilla and Warwick Kearns hanging out. Let me tell you what these two are about to do. Before the two of you even speak for yourselves, this is wildly impressive. This is crazy. You're both fitness and outdoor enthusiasts. You're embarking on a journey on the 30th of July to raise money for the Quebec charity. You're going to be cycling Quebec Buffalo bicycles, which are single speed from Johannesburg to Moshi in Tanzania, covering 4,630 kilometers over 10. Okay, so let's just put that in context. That's 463 kilometers a week. 463 kilometers a week over 10 weeks, 4,630 kilometers. And then you want to climb Kilimanjaro when you reach Tanzania. I mean, it's just levels. This is is this really what the two of you want to do?
It sure is.
Yeah. I mean, when I say it like that and I phrase it to you as this person who's like, wow, that's wildly impressive. For the two of you, do you see anything impressive about that whatsoever?
It sounds more absurd when you read it like stats.
And I didn't get anything wrong, right?
No, that's spot on.
Okay. Both of you clearly like bicycles.
We do.
You both like the outdoors.
Yes.
You're both very impressive in your own right. Why the decision to do something to what some people would perceive as drastic like this? Why the decision to embark on a 4,630-kilometer journey?
Multiple reasons, but we kind of read a lot of books of impressive South Africans and kind of wonder what makes them different and how they can put their lives on hold and do something as impressive as they've done. And when we've had the opportunity to speak to one or two of them, they just say it doesn't take anything special apart from just doing it. So that kind of put an idea in our minds to say, like, maybe we could do something. And when we added a charity aspect to do it for Quebeca, then it made sense to do the cycle. And Kilimanjaro has been on our bucket list for a long time, so we like to cycle, we like to travel, we like Africa, and that all kind of summed itself up in an opportunity to go and cycle all the way to Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, you guys are, I mean, it's next level. Camilla, you're going to be running the Comrades in a couple of days, right?
Yep, that's great.
You like to run as well. You forgot that part. This is going to be your first Comrades you're running at the end of the month. You're both just really active people.
Yeah, we just love the outdoors. And I think it was just like a life change for us. We were sick of kind of going out on the jaw every weekend, and we wanted to change our kind of lifestyle. And so I think sport was it for us. And we now just slightly obsessed, but it's all good. And so this half of this year has been all dedicated to running, and the second half of the year will be cycling for me.
And in terms of, you obviously push yourselves tremendously in whatever it is that you do. You push yourselves in a business space. You're both very successful as professionals with successful careers and, entrepreneurial ventures and everything. But you also push yourselves, extensively in a being active space. What does that pushing yourself in an active space teach you about life? And what skills does it give you across the board, just, even outside of the running or the cycling?
It's quite interesting, because when you're doing a race or when you're doing some endurance event, the thing that I've really learned and taken to work is how when you're in a big race or like Comrades or Ironman or something like that, you're always going to hit a low. And what we've come to understand about our bodies and ourselves is that when you're in a low, you just got to trust that you're going to come out of it. You just got to keep going and keep going, and then you do come out of it. And I've seen that in business and in life, and a lot of times outside of sport. So that's like, it's a really cool lesson to have learned there and apply it in general life.
And the dynamic is also one that the two of you urge each other on in what you're doing. This is a relationship that's serving both of you in unbelievable ways. How did you meet?
We actually met at varsity.
Okay, cool. I thought you were going to say it was like on a running field or something. Okay.
No, not quite. But we just hit it off because I think we both love the outdoors. We've both been big fans of going to the bush. I've always been a big trout fly fisher woman. And I think that attracted Warwick to me, because
you don't find too many girls that do all those things.
Fly fishing, yeah.
And I think that was the thing that really we both had in common, was just our love for the outdoors. Yeah. And then late in life has now translated into sporting activities.
Yeah, so we both, the idea of traveling, being in the bush, doing adventure and stuff. It just all sums itself up in this Joburg to Kili adventure of ours.
And what I dig is that, you know, it seems like you both live balanced lives. You both are these professionals in your own rights with successful, you know, business ventures and so on and so forth. But you also have this wildly active side. It seems like you really maximize 24 hours of a day.
We tend to get up very early and go for a run or cycle. And then after work, Camilla's out more after work than I am, doing another training session in the evening. But yeah, we're currently riding our Quebec bikes around Joburg a couple times a week. Tomorrow morning we'll be out on the cycle route, tinging our little bells as we go, as everyone else races past us on their fancy bikes. And we're on these like postman
single
bikes.
Speed, yeah. I mean, this is a lot of training that's got to go into 4,630 kilometers in 10 weeks, right?
Yes and no. So we are fit. We like to keep fit. So when we start, we'll have some strength and some fitness behind us. But with this kind of trip, you kind of cycle yourself fit. You got to stay on that bike and wait until your bum gets more comfortable after a week. And the first couple of days is going to be hard. And then you just settle into the routine of doing 100 Ks a day. And setting up camp and then doing it again the next day.
Jeez, it's going to be crazy. Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be life-changing for both of us. And I'm very excited. I'm also nervous, terrified. I think I'm a combination of emotions, to be honest.
Well, you've still got to do the comrades before you even get on this.
Exactly. So I think that's going to be good preparation for getting through the lows, as Warwick was referring to. I think comrades is going to be a journey in itself.
So this is a bit of a random question, but we may as well be deep and introspective if we're going to cycle 4,630 kilometers in 10 weeks. But for the two of you, what is this whole life thing about? Because the two of you are maximizing it. Someone who's hearing the story is thinking like, wow, I mean, I go to work from 9 to 5 and then binge watch a TV series or Game of Thrones in the evening. And then they're hearing the two of you who like go to work and then you cycle and then you run and then you climb Kilimanjaro and then you're raising money for charity. So for the two of you, life is about what? They're pointing at each other in a very cute couple kind of way.
That's a very introspective question right there.
We can get deep though, bro. It's okay.
That's very deep. no, it's, you know, just, you know, people talk about a balance, work-life and all that stuff. We like to, I don't know, we just need to keep active. And it keeps our relationship strong is what we do. And if you refer that to life, I don't even know, that's super deep. But we just needed to do something big. You know, we want to do something big. And doing the charity thing and the big ride and changing the way that we live our day-to-day lives is big. It's going to change, I think, the future trajectory of our relationship. And we'll see what we look like when we come back.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a long beard and what, bald head. That's what you're aiming for.
Pretty much, yeah.
By the way, Camilla was looking at you with so much love in her eyes as you said that. This is it's like a love fest between, I should leave. Camilla, what is life about?
Yeah, I think for me, it's become, I want to sort of break the mold of what sort of society kind of makes you believe that you should be doing, going to, you know, you go from school to varsity and then straight into an 8 to 5. And I don't know, I feel that it shouldn't just be about that. There's more to it. And yeah, so it's just breaking those sort of boundaries and creating a new sort of dimension to our life. And yeah, I think this is going to be a kind of soul-searching kind of experience. I think we've got 10 weeks to contemplate life. And also, I think we also take the little things more that you take for granted in life. You know, when we're going to be cycling up there, we're going to be meeting new people and different cultures. And I think I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, it's just breaking the 8 to 5 usual
routine
lifestyle.
And to learn to appreciate the things that we have, because, like, tonight you use a microwave and we won't have that for 10 weeks. And, you know, it's a silly thing to say, but, you know, being able to flick on lights around the house or put on a heater. Like, so we're going to just be roughing it for a long time.
Warwick looks so excited about this. You look really, really stoked. I liked what you were saying a little earlier on, Warwick, about, you know, this is what kind of, you know, keeps you two as a couple interested in one another and engaged in one another. This idea of being active. And it's actually a really cool way for couples to try and I don't know, really get to know one another. I mean, we look at what's happening in the world now. People can't stay in relationships, and maybe it's about finding the common ground and pushing each other. For the two of you, it's in this active space. But it's certainly, you know, there's got to be a lot of conflict that's going to arise in the 10 weeks. There's going to be screaming. But at the end of the day, it's probably just going to make you stronger and stronger. If the two of you are relationship goals on Twitter, what advice would you give to other couples that are struggling to make any goals whatsoever within their relationship?
I can phrase it this way. When we go cycling together, she's out front. And the reason for that is not because I want to sit in the draft to make it easier for myself. It's because she needs to set the pace. If I'm out front and I'm either going too fast or I'm going too slow.
Yeah.
So I've learned to just let her go out front and then I go at her pace, which I think could be taken into general life to say, you know, watch what your partner's doing and don't push them too fast or too slow and just like match with them rather than kind of push them or pull them.
Mm. It's about figuring out that flow and that energy between the two of you. Camilla, relationship goals advice?
Sure. This is a tough one. I think that Warwick has learned to manage me more than I've learned to manage him because I'm the one that's difficult. When I'm in a bad space, he has to deal with me and my tempers.
You're recording this, right?
Yeah, don't worry. You can play this podcast on week 8 as you cycle through wherever.
My advice is that, yeah, the guy in the relationship is just... learn to handle the chicks, all her little troubles and things that are maybe seeming significant to them. They must just handle them with care and just encourage them regardless of how stupid they may seem. Like little things will bother me and he'll be like, you just know how to kind of deal with me.
Smooth it over. I think this is so fantastic. I think this is so, so cool. The only part I'm still questioning is why after we've cycled 4,630 kilometers, we now need to climb Kilimanjaro. Just as a, I mean, it's like drop the bicycles and climb the mountain, or do we really need to add this to the adventure?
It's like the crux of the whole story.
Okay.
You know, people
cherry
say
on the top.
Yeah. When we say we're riding to Kilimanjaro, everyone's first question is, "Oh, are you going to climb it?" I'm like, "No, we're going to cycle all the way to the bottom of the mountain and then fly home." We have to climb the mountain.
Okay. That's a lot of train. I mean, people train for months just for that element. Never mind cycling 10 weeks before.
Yeah. And if you want one of those little relationship things you were talking about earlier, the whole trip is actually planned so that we
please don't tell me this is like an anniversary
exactly. So
until you can leave now. Yeah, okay. What?
So we summit the mountain on our 5th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
Oh,
that's the armor.
That's great. Don't be afraid if you're part of the statistics of unsuccessful relationships or you're divorced or whatever. These two are going to write a book at the end of this and give you advice on how to get it right. No, this is super fantastic. How do people get involved if they want to track your journey or be part of your unbelievable journey?
Yeah, please. What we'd really love is for people to donate to the Quebec charity. And they can do it and all the information about the charity and our trip and about us is on the website, which is joburgtokili.com.
Fantastic.
That's Joburg and then the number 2, Kili.com.
J-O-B-U-R-G.
2.
The number 2.
And Kili, K-I-L-I.com.
Fantastic. It's very, very cool. Okay, some closing remarks. If I've learned one thing from Camilla today, what would you hope that I take away from your human experience in life thus far? This woman who's completed Ironman, who's running the Comrades in a few days, who's also a marketing professional, a blogger. What have you learned so far that might help me in my human experience?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure what to say. Give me some help here. I don't know what you're looking
for. Warwick's thinking of his answer.
What Camilla's really good at is persevering.
Okay.
In any sport or work or anything. It's just like to stick at something and get it done. And I think the cycle trip is, we're going to need a lot of that perseverance.
And Camilla, because you escaped that one, what can everybody learn from Warwick?
I think the thing you can learn most from Warwick is just... his incredible like ability to interact with people, and I don't know, he just has an amazing way with people, and I think that's something we're going to really be able to embrace on this journey, is all the people we're going to meet along the way and the friendships, and yeah, that's something that Warwick has special talent with.
Listen, it's very, very exciting. Producer Kat, I hope as they leave, you're going to make sure that we book them when as soon as they get back to find out how this whole thing is going to go. You're going to book these guys for, what is it? No, 12. It's going to be a couple of months from now.
A couple of months.
We've got them booked already for when they return, huh? If they return. What if they decide they want to then cycle to Mount Everest and climb that one as well and just go... we'll have to find at some point a chance to touch base with them.
We're going
to
Skype them from the mountain.
Oh, we're going to Skype, yeah.
They're going to record audio for us on the mountain.
That's what they need now as well, as a radio show as they cycle for 10 weeks, 4,630 kilometers. Yeah, well, these two, I'm sure anything's possible. They could probably build the Skype machine.
We can make it happen.
Make it happen. Listen, so, so impressive. Thank you so much for stopping by. It is joburgtokili.com, J-O-B-U-R-G, the number 2, K-I-L-I.com. Very, very cool.
And same for the hashtag across all social medias, hashtag joburgtokili.
Fantastic. Camilla and Warwick Kearns, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks.
Thank you. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.